Hey everyone, welcome back to the Groundbreaking Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Stevens, and I'm so excited about our next episode. This is a story about my first swimming lesson. I want to see what you take away from it, so please comment. I would love to talk about it. Here it is.
I'm about 8 years old. The church group took a bunch of us kids to the lake. And I remember getting there when I was that age and looking at this place, and it wasn't a lake, it was a pond. Down to the middle of this pond, and it was one of those splinter piers, and at the end of it had this little handmade thing where kids could jump off into the deep end. And I remember this one time I'm the little kid that couldn't swim, and I was sitting there holding to the end, and I was by myself, which I was perfectly fine, and all the kids, they could swim and I couldn't. And I remember this one older gentleman, his name is Bobby, I'll never forget this, and he said, let's just go down to the other side of the pier and let's see what those kids are doing. So I was like, okay, why not? So I get out there and I start walking down the pier. The next thing I know, he reaches down and grabs me, picks me up over the head like the Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he threw me in there. And as he threw me in there, I freaked out because I couldn't swim. And remind you, this was a dark, murky pond. There was no lifeguards, not in sight. And I know he wasn't going to get me because he had his dad outfit on, you know, the blue short sleeve button up shirt with the Docker pleated khaki shorts, white socks, penny loafers. He was not about to jump in and get me. And I remember I started doggy paddling like a Labrador retriever, just trying to figure out what to do and not drown, basically. But I swam that day. It was one of those instances, either you swink or swim, and nobody was going to get you. So I finally made it back to the pier shaking, and it just blew my mind that he did this. But then I got a little bit braver, and I was just kind of going out a little bit more. So when I think about this, it's like, you know, you got to stretch to grow. And sometimes you need to jump in before somebody throws you in.
As I listen to this story, it just reminds me of, you know, taking that first step. You know, I'm not saying go if you don't know how to swim. Please don't go jumping in the deep end of the pool. Please don't do that. But it does remind me that you're probably capable of a lot more things than what you think you are. And it did get me thinking in that mindset, because I'm always the first one that says, no, I can't do that. I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough. But then when I really get into it and start submerging myself into it, I can do it. So my encouragement for you today is try something new. Like I said, don't jump in if you don't know how to swim in water, but stretch out just a little bit. And keep stretching. So have a starting point. Find something that you, just a little something you can do this week to stretch a little bit more. It may be exercising 5 more minutes a day, or it may be starting to exercise, or it may be reading a book or listening to another podcast daily. You know, it may be just, you know, taking the first step into development where you can be a manager one day. You know, just talking about it sometimes is a first big step for a lot of people. So find that one thing, that one thing that you can stretch just a little bit this week. Thank you for listening.